everyone. Welcome back to our podcast series. Last time I shared with you that we were going to have a very special guest. But Kathy, I don't want to steal your thunder, so how about I hand it over to you to do the honors of introducing our guest.
Great, thank you. Today we have Garrett Stenhouse, the manager from DeSanto Priest & Co., Certified Public Accountants, to talk about the value of the Wolters Kluwer Integrated Audit Approach. So thank you for joining us today, Garrett. We're very interested to learn how the Integrated Audit Approach has really influenced how you audit, both with respect to quality as well as maximizing your efficiencies. First, tell us a little bit about your role at the firm, a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I've been with DeSanto Priest since 2010. I attended Bentley University in Boston, Massachusetts, and came here right after school. In my role as a manager, I mean, I work mostly in the A&A department, and that's in, you know, doing everything from client contact, reaching out, prepping with the client, you know, scheduling field work, getting the staff moving, and then obviously final reviewing stuff before it goes up to the partner at our firm. I've been a manager here now for over 2 years, and I've also been very active in our audit department, and so I've been very active in implementing Knowledge Coach throughout the entire process ever since we made the switch over to the knowledge-based audit methodology back in 2013.
Great, thank you. So what prompted you to switch to CCH Process MFX Knowledge Coach?
So, I mean, it was kind of a evolving process. I wouldn't say there was like one pinpoint, but you know, just like everybody else, we're peer reviewed every 3 years, and you know, our cycle was 2011, 14, 17. So, you know, 2011 came. I was relatively new at the firm. You know, we got a clean opinion. We had a great opinion from our peer reviewers. But then, like every year, we kind of just sit with them after and try to have an informal discussion, and just say, hey, so what are you seeing, like industry wide? Like, what are the big trends? What are the big sticking points that we need to just be aware of in the future? And, you know, they kind of said, you know, the big things that we're seeing, it's kind of some of the same stuff that we're still hearing about now are, you know, either insufficient or lack of audit documentation, which we did not have any issues with whatsoever. And the other one was, though, just saying, you know, they were noticing that there was sometimes a disconnect between what your risk assessment said and how you were linking that down to your actual procedures performed and what the test work was actually doing. And so when we kind of asked them, we said, well, like, how do you think? And they said, yeah, you're doing good, but, you know, it's always good to keep an open mind and just kind of start looking at things. So that kind of prompted the discussion in our head of saying, all right, we have our methodology. We've been using our methodology for a while. But could there be something better out there or something else out there that could kind of steer us or kind of prepare us a little bit better? And so we kind of went through that year. I mean, as you know, peer review can be one heck of a process. So we didn't do it right away after 2012. But then in late 2012, early 2013, we kind of started making the move and demoing a whole host of different products out there to see, is there something out there that we can use to not just hit a peer review point, but to actually improve our audit process, make our audits better, and help us in potentially other ways too. And so we started demoing products, and one of the products that we demoed was Knowledge Coach. And,
that was
the genesis of how we kind of got there. If you want me to go into when we got testing, I mean, once we started testing Knowledge Coach, we really loved the product, first and foremost. I mean, one of the big things, we thought that it was an unbelievable representation of the standards. We liked the way that it linked directly to the standards. We liked the way that it flowed. It was very intuitive. You know, I was only a couple years on the job at the point, and when our firm implemented it, it wasn't just a top-down push. It was, how do we get the entire audit department involved? We want brand new staff. We want seniors. We want managers involved. Because we want to know, like, you know, a lot of firms, you know, the partners have a lot of knowledge, but they're not the most technological savvy people that we have. So they said, how do we bring this in and see what's working for the newer and younger generations? And I know for me, when I was on that committee testing this, all these things, I just thought the Knowledge Coach platform was so intuitive, and it just made sense. And that was the biggest thing. And it took something that was kind of this obscure risk assessment that was done in the general file of a binder, and the staff never saw or never really understood, and made it something that was very real and, quite frankly, very easy to understand and follow. And it kind of put the testing in perspective. And that was, you know, again, me, a young little punk coming out of college who didn't really know anything, it made sense pretty quickly. And that was what was kind of the genesis when we said, out of all the products that we reviewed, which one do we like the most? Knowledge Coach was the one that stood head and shoulders above all the rest.
Yeah, thank you for that. Knowledge Coach was designed directly in response to the risk assessment standards, so it certainly makes sense that you feel it addresses the standards. Some of the recent metrics that the Enhancing Audit Quality Initiative shared with us, the AICPA Enhancing Audit Quality Initiative, was really a focus around risk assessment and how that needs to be improved. So for example, like 14% of audit issues are due to incomplete or non-existent risk assessment, or 24% of audit issues are due to the failure to address the risks that are uncovered. So would you say that using Knowledge Coach, that you're comfortable with making sure that you do those procedures correctly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when we talk about the benefits, I mean, so again, we implemented it. We've now had it now for audits in our firm since 2013. So, we're in our fifth year or so, maybe going into our sixth year now having it. We've since after, I know we'll talk about mostly audits today, but we've since adopted Knowledge Coach methodologies for comps and reviews as well. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with us was that everything now made sense and everything flowed, right? And so now it's kind of a two-way sword. It's not just are we doing enough to address our risk assessment, but it also kind of gave us this kind of like step back where we could really assess all of our jobs from top to bottom and really kind of like look at them and say, are we, in some cases, doing too much? Are we doing a step that really has no tie-in to our risk assessment whatsoever, and the only reason we've been doing it is because it was what was done in the prior year, and it was just something there. So we've really enjoyed that process. It definitely makes it easier. And again, the way it flows, for anyone who's not familiar with the Knowledge Coach platform, is the risk assessment kind of gets transcribed for each section down into the individual audit program. So the audit program isn't just this standalone audit program. It talks to the other work papers, so it's pulling in your risk assessment for that section, you know, what assertions you're testing, what the specific risks are, and bringing them down directly into that audit program. So it's kind of hard to miss it, and you understand a lot more what you're doing, what you're addressing by doing each individual step. And in some cases, allowed us to cut out procedures or tests that weren't really relevant when we kind of looked at them at the end of the day and said, you know, we can make this a more efficient audit. We can address the areas that need to be addressed more in an overall, you know, more cohesive way, but we can also cut out things to make it more efficient too. And at the end of the day, we're finding that it's providing a much higher level of client service.
Right. So those are, just to summarize, those are kind of three benefits that you're seeing, not just increasing the quality of your audits, but also maximizing your efficiencies because you're really able to kind of have more of a laser focus on what you're doing and eliminating procedures that you don't need to do and giving you that extra time to really help your clients see the value of the audit as well.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, when you're able to go to a client and say, hey, you know, we're going to really focus in on this area because, you know, we're looking at this and we think this is high risk, and you kind of talk to them and you have that conversation, it makes them feel like you're not just doing a procedure to check off a box, right? You're doing it because there's a reason, there's a method. And this kind of links in, and I know, Kathy, like I've told you this before, you know, these were like the intended consequences, right? Like when you're switching your audit methodology, you're like, how do we create this thing? How do we make it be more efficient? How do we have a higher quality audit, both of which we think we got? But the underlying benefit, and that one of the ones that we've taken away the most from the Knowledge Coach methodology, is how it's helped us with staff development. I mean, that has been something we weren't really planning on from the very beginning, but it's been one of the biggest helps that we've had, is that staff now, even at our lowest levels, brand new staff coming in, this methodology is so easy for them to understand, and it makes sense to them. It makes sense with how they learn. They want this hands-on approach. They don't just want to be told to check a box. They want to understand why they're doing it. And this whole process has made it so that our staff learn so much more effectively, learn a lot quicker, and they're in a much better position early on to have those discussions that I was talking about with the client. And they're perfectly comfortable. They understand it. They get it. like I said, it's not just, you know, what procedures to perform, it's why they're performing it. And, you know, then the interaction that Knowledge Coach has with ARM, where it makes it very, very easy, where if there's someone has to do a deep dive into something, you know, they can kind of click on that link and it brings them right into the ARM Research Manager. You know, everything with them, it has helped us, and we found it's elevated our staff and it's brought them to another level where they are performing at a much higher level, much quicker than we were before with our old methodology.
Yeah, and that's some great insight, and definitely one of the goals that we strive for is to help build higher quality auditors so that you can really enhance your professional judgment and take the client service to the next level. So that's great to hear. Let's talk a little bit about peer review. Since you've started using CCH ProSystem FX Knowledge Coach, what has been the feedback from your peer reviewer?
We've gotten clean opinions for as long as I've been here, and I believe throughout our entire process, but we do get comments from the peer reviewers, obviously, and like I said, when we have these either informal conversations after the peer review or even during the peer review process, I think what is clear is that they are definitely seeing the advantages of this program and its benefits, especially outweighing when they can kind of go back and compare directly to what our old methodology's approach was. We're no longer like, you know, it's not even a topic of discussion. Now when we talk about, you know, what's going on in the industry, they say, oh, you know, there's industry and there's still this, you know, industry, deficiency, if you will, where, you know, we're still seeing risk assessment not coming through, as you kind of mentioned, 14%, where there's no risk assessment whatsoever, there's no linkage. And that's kind of just talked about as an abstract because it's not even remotely applicable to us anymore. They are very impressed with the program. We've gotten mentions where, one of the individual people who came out on site to do the peer review for us was talking about how they were so impressed with it that they were considering, starting to do an implementation for their own practice. So, I mean, it's been a pretty impressive, I want to say turnaround because it's always been clean, but you can definitely see the shift. You can definitely see how impressed they are with how this links, how it flows. And I think, quite frankly, they're sometimes surprised that they're not seeing it, you know, this is a more prolific presence in the auditing sphere right now.
Do you think that the current landscape will prompt firms to need to consider a switch to CCH ProSystem FX Knowledge Coach so that they are more able to address issues related to risk assessment and understanding internal controls? That we're at a point where that's becoming more and more important?
I mean, I think so. I mean, just from a pure technical standpoint, as you said, I mean, the AICP kind of keeps, you know, beating everybody over the head with this, and as they should, you know, that there are still these deficiencies that they're seeing in the audit. And at some point, you have to say, you know, kind of like what they always say, if, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If the methodology that somebody's using isn't addressing the concerns that the AICPA is saying, then yeah, I think it's time that they at least consider, kind of like what we did. We just kind of prompted and said, we didn't go in expecting to say we're definitely changing, right? Like, you know, that's not how we approach this. We didn't say our old methodology is terrible and we're going to go in and switch no matter what. No, we just said, hey, we have this methodology, but let's see what else is out there. Let's see if there's something that we like. And that's what changed it. So it's just kind of having that open mind. But on top of that, once, you know, I kind of talked about some of the benefits that we got out of it, you know, this program allowed us to reassess kind of each of our engagements from top to bottom. And like I talked about, over-auditing, linking things, having a more effective, you know, driven into a specific section kind of audit. And honestly, I mean, today's accounting landscape, nothing's getting easier, nothing's getting less competitive. You know what I mean? Everybody's out there, everyone's trying to, you know, undercut each other, everyone's trying to, you know, kind of, how do we get the more market share? And being able to deliver a higher quality audit that serves our clients' needs, but also, like I talked about, also able to cut out inefficiencies and focus on where we can really provide value to clients, that's really been an important thing for us. And again, not the reason why we switched to Knowledge Coach, but it's been one of the benefits by far is what we've done. And, you know, it's not going to get less competitive out there. It's going to get more competitive. And, you know, what we found is that it's definitely helped us provide a higher level quality service. And so I think if firms are interested in doing that, it's definitely, you know, Knowledge Coach and the knowledge-based audit methodology is definitely something they should consider.
What would be your recommendation for someone considering an implementation to make sure they're successful in the first year of using the Knowledge Coach and the methodology?
I think the biggest recommendation that I can make is be patient and know what you're getting into when you do it. Switching an audit methodology is not an overnight process. It is not something that goes instantly, and it's not something that is immediately going to be accepted 100% throughout the firm. First thing is identifying a good time to do it. We basically initiated, we finished our main busy season, which kind of ends through April 30th as our main driver. We got through that with our old methodology, and then basically from that point forward immediately started to try to do the implementation process, the summer following the busy season, because it takes that much time. One of the other things that we did, and Kathy, you might have to talk about whether or not you guys still offer this, but we had the opportunity, because we were adopting it so early, to do a little bit of a demo ahead of time. Just like I said, when we were in that room with our audit team and our audit department trying to test this thing out, to really kind of get comfortable. And what that did was that allowed us to identify Knowledge Coach champions, that's what we kind of call them in-house, but these power users, if you will, who really, really knew the program in and out. And so that way, when we did do the rollout to the entire firm, we had people who were well-versed in the intricacies of the program. Not every person is going to have to know how every single work paper works for Knowledge Coach. But if you have those dedicated users, those champions, if you will, who can be the go-to for your firm, who can answer those detailed questions, we found that that helped a lot to do that. The other thing I think that we found, too, that was the big thing was that, we adopted everything. So when we adopted the Knowledge Coach methodology, we said, we need to adopt everything. So we did the CCH trainings because we thought those are very, very beneficial. We still set those up now for when we have new staff coming in because we still think that the way that that CCH does their trading, and, we did it where it's a call-in with, an online share screen, and they show us how everything works. We still use that for new staff who come in because we still think it's the most comprehensive way to do it. So take advantage of those. But the other thing is, too, is adopting the methodology is also saying you might have had your binder set up a certain way in the old methodology. We changed it. We changed our entire numbering system, our filing system within our engagement binders to adopt and conform to what Knowledge Coach prescribed. Because then when you're doing these trainings and everything flows and you kind of have this uniform place. So just, I would say definitely if you're going to adopt, don't just dip your toe in the water, adopt the full thing, from the very get-go, because that's going to help make it a lot easier as you move through it. But just allow time to train. Like I said, it's a process. And year one, you should budget for a significant increase in that first year in time just to get clients converted over. I mean, I think for audits, we budgeted an additional 40 hours of time just for the conversion, not even client work, not anything, just to convert it over to get everything in there. But that time investment pays dividends, and then every year going forward, you'll find it. Year one, it's tough. It's like any switch, it's going to take time, but we're seeing the results on the back end, and now years 2, 3, 4, now where we're at in 5 and 6, the benefits just start coming at that point, and it's well worth it on the back end.
Thank you. Those are some great insights on really how to embrace change with some tips for other people considering the implementation and how to be successful. So I appreciate that. Any other closing comments that you want to share?
I think one thing, too, I mean, again, depending on the size of the firm or how you want to adopt it, but one of the things that we did right from the get-go, too, after we kind of got comfortable with the program and got it implemented, was we identified, industries. Knowledge Coach has a great, in our opinion, segmentation of different industries and different types of audits so you can use these things. And what we would do is we would set up binder templates for specific industries. So, for example, for pension audits, 401k, 403b, DB plans, set up standard template binders with general risk assessments in there already. For real estate and construction, that was huge, kind of setting up things because there's some very specific nuances related to financial statement engagements in that area. HUD audits, another one right there, where we would set up these binder templates. And what that does is you kind of get your general risk assessments. There are certain things that don't necessarily change from or change alter too much from job to job in those. And what that does is that just allows that process. So it's not just year one, but when you bring a new client on board, you know, after you've already implemented this process, you're not starting and recreating the wheel from scratch. You already have this kind of master binder template that's already set up with specific Knowledge Coach content that addresses those specific industries, and it makes it a lot easier easier to do it. So that's one thing, is setting up the binder. And there's one other thing that we notice is just how flexible Knowledge Coach is, and it's one of the reasons we like it. That, you know, it responds, it pushes out updates to us, and it's not hard to change. To incorporate an update into an audit, even if you're halfway through it, it doesn't delete everything you've done. It doesn't take it. It just, you know, appends and updates the work papers, but you don't lose any information. And again, that was one of the big things for us, is that, you know, we don't want to ever have an audit where we have to make the decision, oh, do we put the old practice aids in, or do we put the new practice aids in, and this one's kind of straddling. Like, it's very easy. You just literally update it, and you're not losing anything, and it's just adding to the audit. So we're always very, very comfortable that we're performing audits, you know, with the most up-to-date standards incorporated, and that we're doing everything we can to make sure that we're hitting everything that we need to for professional standards. And we have no concerns there. And so that's one of the nice comfort levels that Knowledge Coach provides us.
Yeah, no, that's great. And because Knowledge Coach is integrated with ProSystemFX engagement, we are able to make sure that you always have the latest content and work dynamically throughout the audit to keep your answers and customizations. So that's great to hear that you're using those features. So thank you today, Garrett, for sharing really how the integrated audit approach has helped you, and I think in your words said, elevate your auditors and really transform how you're auditing. It's been very insightful, so thank you very much for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for including me, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Yeah, and Garrett and Kathy, I can't thank you enough for your time and insight today. We have 8 weeks left in the year, so make the most of it. Good luck and good selling.